Jesus is the descendant of Abraham, but until you release your faith in his redemptive work, you're on the outside. Are you with me? And so this scripture is telling us that people who follow his example of faith are the ones who were blessed. So Abraham set the pattern. Abraham was the guy who established this place called faith. Now I'm going to show you something about that little phrase, they which be of faith. Now turn to Galatians chapter 6. Let's have a little fun. Y'all want to have a little fun? All right. Notice Galatians chapter 6. I want you to know this. The place called faith is a blessed place. That's where Abraham lived. But notice Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians 6, 10. Everybody got it? Notice what it says. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, what does that mean? There's a word there that literally means, and I think the word is pronounced oikeido, something like that, the household of faith. Well, that word oikeido literally means your own household. Now, here's something that we all recognize, that we have an affinity towards people who are part of our family. That means we're drawn to them, aren't we? Not only that, we have an affinity towards people who come from the same place as we do. If you've ever traveled any place in the country and you run into somebody from Erie, Pennsylvania, don't you gravitate towards that person? You find somebody from your hometown. Now, for me, that's rare, because Whitsitt is a small place, 300 people. Top patch, bottom patch. Literally, that's what we call it. Top patch, bottom patch. Where do you live in Whitsitt? Top patch. So-and-so, Steiner, lives in the bottom patch. That's the way they talk. Now, I'll tell you something. Years ago, when I first, as an adult, left the state of Pennsylvania and moved to the Midwest, I tried to find people from my home area. Now, I knew I wasn't going to find anybody from Whitsitt. And many times people would ask me, hey, Bill, where are you from? I'd say, Whitsitt, Pennsylvania. And they'd say, what's it? I said, no, Whitsitt. And then they would say, well, where's that? And so I'd say, well, it's near Greensburg. And some people knew where Greensburg was. Most people didn't. And they'd say, where's that? And so I figured I'd move up 30 miles. I said, well, Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows where Pittsburgh is. Are you with me? So the longer I ran into this, I quit identifying with Whitsitt because nobody knew where it was. You know, back in those days, back in the 80s, Whitsitt was not even on the map. I'm telling you the truth. It wasn't until about 15 years ago, Whitsitt showed up on maps. And so a lot of times I'd take a map and I'd say, see the Yauk? That's the river I lived on. It's right there, next between Periopolis and Wickhaven. That's where Whitsitt was. And so after a while, nobody knew where it was. So I just tell people, where are you from? Around Pittsburgh. And everybody knew that. Now, I could often identify with people who were from the Pittsburgh area. And I could be in a big crowd and I would listen and I could hear certain words that you only hear in the burg. And I knew they were from my home area. And so what we did when I was at Bible school my first year, I sought out people from Pennsylvania. And I found guys from Philly. That's how I met Pastor Martin. I found guys from Sharon. I found guys from a lot of different places. Greensburg, Pittsburgh. You know, there were a few from Erie. But the people from Pittsburgh I kind of hung out with, because we were from the same home area. Now, we all do it, whether we recognize it or not. We have an affinity toward people who come from the same place that we do. Now, I don't know if you realize this or not, many of you know this, but in Erie, there are about 1,000 families who have their roots in Mississippi. Notice how I said it? Mississippi, not Mississippi, Mississippi. And especially a little area called Laurel. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Laurel, Mississippi. All y'all know where it is. Amen? And there are some other little towns down around Laurel, Cleveland, Mississippi. There's a place down there called Shibuda. Huh? See, y'all know where it is. Now, I don't care where you go in life, if you have your roots in Laurel, Mississippi, Cleveland, Mississippi, Shibuda, Mississippi, and you run into somebody from Shibuda, I mean, boy, it's on. You got something to talk about. You can identify with these people because you're from the same hometown. Now, what Paul's writing to the church at Galatia and us is that we need to be good to everybody, especially to people who are from that place called faith, because we're from the same hometown. Are you with me? And so we need to have an affinity for each other. Man, you will miss God if you think that your church is the only place that has the truth, or the only place that knows God, or the only place that is where people can really get to know God. You know, one time I made a mistake. I was selling an appliance. I think it was a dryer to a fella before we moved from Missouri back to Pennsylvania. And the fella answered an ad I'd put in the St. Louis paper, and he came over to look at it. I was selling his dryer for $60. And we started talking about general things, and he said, you know, you from here? I said, yeah. I said, I'm on staff at Victory Christian Outreach Center, and I'm an associate pastor there. And the guy said, oh, yeah, I'm from such and such a church. And immediately I thought, oh, you know how you do. Oh, yeah, you're one of them. And you know, the Lord arrested my attention in my spirit and said, oh, wait a minute. He believes on Jesus just like you do. He's born again just like you are. He probably knows some things you don't know. You know some things he doesn't know, but he's still my child. And your attitude is wrong. I didn't even say anything to the guy. When he said, I'm from such and such a church, I said, oh. You know? And the Lord corrected me. Listen, we are the body of Christ and members in particular. You identify with Jesus, you've been washed in the blood, we're from the same hometown. Amen? Amen? Now, you might be in the bottom patch, I'm in the top patch, but we're from the same hometown. Amen? Do good to all men, especially men and women who are from that place called faith. Now, let me show you something about this place called faith. We have an affinity towards those from our own household, family, or place of origin. Now, turn with me in your Bibles to, let's look at this, Romans chapter 1, verse 17. I want to show you this quickly. Romans 1, 17. Now, when I teach on faith, this is normally where I start. Romans 1, 17 says, for the just shall live by faith. It also says exactly, verbatim, the same thing in Galatians 3, 11, the just shall live by faith. Says exactly the same thing verbatim in Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. It says the same thing in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. And you find different versions of this expression in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, the word walk, the Greek word peripateo, which means to live. For we walk by faith, not by sight. But I want to focus in on these three verses, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. They all say the same thing. The just shall live by faith. Now, I'm preaching to you about the place called faith. I am technically correct, because the word by in that verse, the just shall live by faith, is a little Greek word with two letters, ek. E-K. And what that word ek means is a point of origin. The just shall live by ek faith. Now, what that means is it is a place from or out of or at. In other words, the just, those who've been declared righteous by the blood of Jesus, shall live their lives out of faith or from faith or at faith or by faith. It means the same thing. It is a point from whence action or motion proceeds. You understand that? It is a point from which motion or action proceeds. For the life of a believer, your life should originate or proceed from or at or by faith. Faith is a place. And all of us need to come from that same place, faith. Amen? Amen? Now, the interesting thing is, in Galatians chapter 3, the same word is found when it says, for by him, Abraham, talking about Abraham, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. It's the same word, ek, from him, or out of him. And so we can see that Abraham operated from a place that brought blessing. If we'll operate from that same place, we'll also experience that same blessing. Faith is a place. It's the place we all should live. In other words, it's the place where we all reside. It is the place from which we originate. It is our hometown. Faith is the place from which we all come and we all identify with. Are you with me? Now, the problem is we get in trouble when we leave home, when we leave that place. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about. Turn with me to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, a place called faith.